Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Young fellow that we've got a lot of time for here at the radio station because he's always very generous with his time is young Brandon Demery, who, of course, is on the MotoGP circuit. And unfortunately, Brando yesterday had a very serious accident down at Phillip Island where he was collected on the start line. And that's caused Brandon to cop a lot of injuries and I think about a 7 hours of surgery. So we thought we might check in with Brandon's dad, Mick, just to see how the young fella is travelling this morning. And Mick joins us this morning.
How you doing, Mick?
Good morning, guys.
All right. First up, how's Brandon?
He came out of surgery quite well last night. I'm literally about 300 metres from the hospital now. So I haven't obviously spoken to him. He's still in recovery. I've had a mile of text messages overnight, obviously, to keep me up to date. But, I think he was in good spirits when he went in prior to surgery. So, he's a tough kid. He'll be right. He'll come good.
Now, for those people who didn't see the vision yesterday or are unaware of the story, Mick, just tell us what actually happened on the start line there yesterday down at Phillip Island.
Brandon qualified 13th, so he was a couple of rows back from the start of the race. But there's 38 bikes or something in the field, so there's 20 or 25 bikes behind him at the time. And the lights went out, the race started, and another rider sort of came across on Brandon and hit Brandon's front wheel, which pushed him into the concrete retainer wall. Once the handlebar hit the wall, it threw him off the bike. But what it did, it actually threw him into the centre of the track. So with 25 bikes coming the other way, three bikes actually ran over the top of Brandon. He sort of had, they had nowhere to go. It's not, nothing they could do about it. But it was just, it's happened before on the start line. It's probably the most dangerous part of a race, because all of the bikes are so close together. He was lucky that it hit his lower body and not his upper body. Otherwise, his injuries could have been a lot worse.
Now, Michael, what sort of injuries did he get? There's a list of stuff here on his Facebook page. I can't believe he's copped all this from that incident yesterday.
Yeah, and he's talking on his Facebook, typical kid, I suppose all the morphine and the endo and that sort of helped that at the time, but he's broken his pelvis in a couple of places. He has a compound fracture of his femur, so that's the bone above your knee. So a compound fracture is when the bone actually pierces through the skin.
Wow.
And he has a compound fracture of his tibia and fibula, which are the two below the knee. So at the time, his leg looked like a bit of a pretzel, I'll be honest. He's complaining of a sore wrist. He's broken it previously over in Thailand 2 years ago. So whether it's just inflamed it or what, they don't know. And to be honest, they're not worried about it at this stage. They just want to get the femur done, mainly because there's your femoral artery runs down past there. And he had a lot of bleeding yesterday. I think he had 3 litres of blood given to him through the day. So they were more worried about that side of things. The rest of it, they said, they can look at later. So he was going in last night to get all of them, basically, both his tibia and fibula, plus his femur and his pelvis plated and screwed. So he's going to come out a little bit heavier than what he went in, with a bit of titanium and stuff like that in him. But as I said, he was in pretty good spirits. He knew where he was going. He knew what had to be done, and he was okay with it. And he told me he'd be up walking today. So I doubt that'd be the case, but. he's keen to get back on the motorbike and do what he does best.
All right, mate. Look, I'll tell you what we might do is we certainly, first off, thank you very much for your time. You're obviously very close to the hospital, so we'll let you go and catch up with your young fella. Wish him all the best for us, mate.
And I can
only imagine what you must have gone through as a dad watching that unfold in front of you yesterday. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and please wish him all the best. We've got a lot of time for the young fella. We wish him well.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's pretty scary when you see him fall off. You know the bikes are coming. You know what's going to happen. And there's nothing you can do.
No. Yep. Thanks for your time, mate. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, buddy.
Good on you, Mick.
Thanks, mate.
Mick Demery, father of Brandon. Brandon, unfortunately, with that nasty accident yesterday on the start line at the Phillip Island MotoGP. We wish him all the best. Some pretty serious injuries there, but by the sounds of things, he's going to be okay.
Otzi and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.